I'm Kenya Kuchaksada-Yazdi, and I'm a composer based in California. I moved here last year, September for school, and I used to live in Vancouver. That's where I did my undergraduate studies at SFU, and I did it in composition. And before that, I was in Iran. I was born and raised there. I went to Tehran Music School, studied classical piano in a very conservatory style, very classical. And then I moved to Vancouver. I was supposed to study piano performance, but I didn't get in. So I studied composition because I just wanted to leave. Went to Orff when I was like 5 or 6. And then I started piano from when I was 6. It was the next logical thing for me to go to like music conservatory, like music school at when I started middle school. I have this attitude, like when I start something, I want to go to the end. I think when I was a kid, I was like that. So I started music and I just wanted to be a musician. And I couldn't see myself doing anything else. Like if maybe I would have been an architect, but I like working with sound. The music that I do right now, I didn't count it as music. I was just like, this is not the music I like. Why do people write this super texture? I would call it noise back then. It was like noisy sounds, like it doesn't have harmony, melody. Where is the rhythm? And then I went to SFU and it was really liberating working with electronic music because you had the sounds and you could do anything you want. Like there was no limitation of what sound, what is your range that you can play, the dynamic range, the frequency range, whatever you want, you can do with electronics. And electronics is not the only thing I do. Like I think I compose more for acoustic instruments than making electronic music or performing electronic music. But even when I'm composing classical music, I think about it how I would write an electronic piece in the sense that how I play with time, how I group sounds together, group instruments together, how I contextualize each sound, and how I manipulate time.
Yeah, my name is Matti Pulkki. I'm an accordionist. I'm originally from Finland. I've been in Canada for a couple years now. I'm studying at the University of Toronto. I'm finishing my doctorate there, and I play accordion in all kinds of projects and ensembles and different contexts. I'm really interested in new music, experimental music, but I also do a lot of all kinds of global music and folk music around the world. In Finland, accordion is very, very prominent in the in especially the folk culture, and it's one of those like basic instruments. It's offered in music schools around the country. It's one of when I studied, I was like 6, and the music school that I went to had the opportunity that when you turn 6, you can pick an instrument, and it was piano, cello, violin, or accordion. So that sort of says something about how what's the position of accordion in Finland. So a lot of accordionists there. So it sort of came from that, and it's very popular. Everybody has an uncle or grandpa who plays the accordion. Growing up playing the accordion, the sort of starting point is that it's the folk tradition. It's the polkas and the waltzes. And then at some point, when you're introduced to sort of the avant-garde or the academic version of the accordion, then it's on the completely opposite end of the spectrum. Then it's the highly modern, highly avant-garde music. And so I feel like I've covered the whole spectrum in that sense, or then I'm missing the middle. So it's either the fully folk tradition, or then it's the highly sort of academic contemporary music.